The international trade of livestock and livestock products, animal movement, climate change, and other factors has contributed to the spread of diseases in animals around the world. The transboundary nature of the diseases means that no one country is immune to a disease. Charles Eulege Lamier is a technical officer from the IAEA.
When we're talking about the transboundary animal diseases, it means these diseases are not stopping at one country. They will cross border and go to other countries. Therefore, when you're thinking about any strategy to control or reduce the impact of these diseases, it is good to have all the countries that are potentially affected or at risk to come together and talk and build common strategies.
It is important to protect animals from these diseases because their welfare protects the economy of a country. Kabaje Mohabo is the principal veterinary officer from the Botswana National Veterinary Laboratory.
We actually export about 80% of the beef that we produce, so it's very important that we do keep the diseases at bay. We control the diseases so that we can facilitate trade and also assist in increasing the agricultural production, especially in the livestock sector and also in the poultry.
The IAEA, in collaboration with African countries, is building a network of dedicated animal health laboratories known as VetLab. These labs share information and expertise between countries. Charles Lamien.
There was a highly pathogenic avian influenza outbreak recently in Burkina Faso. This laboratory has exchanged the experience in managing 2015 outbreak of avian influenza with other laboratory of a network, which was really a very interesting and useful exercise for all other laboratory from countries which are not yet infected by the disease.
The IAEA and FAO is also training experts and veterinarians on the various nuclear techniques and tools that could help diagnose diseases rapidly. A training course was held in the IAEA laboratory on the early detection of animal and zoonotic diseases after a flood in the Asian region. Ivancho Nalatoski is the technical officer from the Animal Production and Health section of the IAEA.
So we have picked up the most risky diseases which may occur after a flood. So in this training course particularly, we included the Leptospira, we included vector-borne diseases, and we included the using of geographical information tools in disease management and disease monitoring.
The IAEA and FAO has adapted and validated a nuclear-derived molecular diagnostic technology to detect diseases like Ebola virus disease, foot and mouth diseases, and African swine fever. This is Steve Thatchett reporting from the IAEA headquarters in Vienna, Austria.